I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. News outlets are reporting that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to nominate Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his Secretary of State. Rubio was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2010. He has gained a reputation for his hard-line views on China and Iran. Rubio has also expressed skepticism over President Joe Biden's support of Ukraine and its war with Russia. He has recently said that Kyiv needs to seek a negotiated settlement with Moscow. He was one of 15 senators to vote against a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine earlier this year. Two other Republican lawmakers are prepared to serve in Trump's incoming administration. He said Monday that he will nominate Representative Elise Stefanik of New York State as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and has reportedly asked Representative Michael Waltz of Florida to be his national security advisor. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that Trump will nominate Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota as Secretary of Homeland Security. A judge in New York State will decide Tuesday whether to undo Trump's conviction in his hush money case because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Trump was convicted in May of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels in 2016, becoming the first ex-U.S. president to be tried and convicted on criminal charges. Prosecutors say the money was to buy her silence about claims she had a brief affair with Trump, an allegation Trump has denied. The Supreme Court ruled several weeks later that ex-presidents cannot be prosecuted for actions they took while in office.